life isn't for sissies. Now let's talk about it on this edition of Gee Life. That's Steve Brown, and this is Gee Life. He doesn't think of himself as super spiritual, but he is honest. He loves the Bible, and he loves to teach it. You apply it to daily living. See?
Thanks, Mike. If you have your Bible, I'll be referring to it as we go along. And we're in the last 3 days of our series on pain and suffering. I don't know about you, but I'm glad. This time has been difficult for me. And in a way, a funeral is difficult. When you attend a funeral, you have to face the unpleasant reality of your own mortality. And as I've been doing this broadcast, I've had to really relive some of my own broken ropes, face the possibility that other broken ropes will be in the future. Some people have this misconception that Bible teachers on the radio and writers and preachers provide help to deal with problems but don't need help themselves. No matter how much I wish it otherwise, I can't speak of the human race as an outsider. I have broken ropes just like you do, so I've been preaching to myself as much as I've been preaching to you. I guess my feelings are sort of, it was a good book, well, a semi-good book, by Judith Voist, called Necessary Losses a number of years ago. She wrote in that book, somewhat wrinkled, highly vulnerable, and non-negotiably mortal, I have been examining losses. These we confront when we're confronted by the inescapable fact that our mother is going to leave us and we will leave her, that our mother's love can never be ours alone, that what hurts us cannot always be kissed and made better, that we are essentially out here on our own, that we will have to accept in other people and ourselves the mingling of love with hate, of the good with the bad, that no matter how wise and beautiful and charming a girl may be, she still cannot grow up to marry her dad, that our options are constricted by anatomy, and guilt, that there are flaws in every human connection, that our status on this planet is impermanent, that we are utterly powerless to offer ourselves or those we love protection from danger and pain, from the inroads of time, from the coming of age, from the coming of death, protection from our necessary losses. I wonder if most of the people who are in the helping professions are there because they need help. One often hears stories about physicians who went into medicine because either they or someone they love suffered. I have friends who are psychiatrists or psychologists because they suffered emotional traumas. Chuck Colson developed a great burden for prisons because he went to jail. When John Newton converted to Christianity after being working as a slave trader, no one was more surprised than John Newton. At the church in London where Newton was a pastor, on his gravestone, and John Newton wrote it himself, it said, "Sacred to the memory of John Newton, once a libertine and a blasphemer, and slave of slaves in Africa, but renewed, purified, and pardoned, and appointed to preach the gospel, which he had labored to destroy." I love the colorful way Newton described his conversion. "Once I was a wild thing off the coast of Africa, but Jesus caught me and tamed me. Now people come to see me as they come to see the wild animals in the zoo." When he was dying, Newton was visited by a young pastor who stood in awe of the dying man's contribution to the kingdom. And this young man said to Newton, or expressed his deep feelings of regret and loss, and that Newton was dying. Newton said to him, "True, I'm going on before you, but you'll soon come after me. When you arrive, our friendship will no doubt cause you to inquire for me. But I can tell you already where you're going to find me. I'll be sitting at the feet of the thief whom Jesus saved in his dying moments on the cross." Is that cool or what? Wounded healers are the only kind that God uses to do his work. As I've said on this broadcast, I've dealt with more hurts than I can remember. Sometimes my doubts have haunted me in the middle of the night. At other times, I've questioned whether once so human, so sinful, so afraid, should be even doing this kind of broadcast. There have been times when this broadcast itself has become a broken rope. I've dealt with a demon of discouragement, and I've thought, God, just leave me alone. I never asked for any of this. Let somebody else do the broadcast and write the books and preach the sermons. I have identified with Francis Thompson. I fled him down the nights and down the days. I fled him down the arches of the years. I fled him down the ways of my own mind and in the midst of tears. I hid from him, and under running laughter, up visted slopes, I sped and shot, precipitated down titanic glooms of chasm fears. From those strong feet that followed after, but with unhurrying chase and unperturbed pace, deliberate speed, majestic instancy, they beat, and the voice beat more instant than the feet. All things betray thee who betrayest me. God, pursuing all of us. Well, now that I'm almost through with this series on pain and suffering, I'm glad I told you what I told you. You see, the watcher of broken ropes has been with me and you during the whole time when I've been talking to you. When I've talked about discouragement or bitterness or guilt or pain or Satan, I felt God's presence. As I've gone through some of my own struggles, I have thought about the memory of his faithfulness. I've talked to him about my doubts. I've encountered his strength and his love, and I've lifted my pain before him as you must do. And he's accepted it, and he's reminded me of his own pain. I thought about the broken ropes of the people I love who listen to this broadcast, and I've received God's assurance that God is deeply concerned by and immediately involved with your story. I've thought about the helplessness I feel sometimes. And the Father has reminded me that he cares more for you than I do. All the days and weeks have passed and the times have passed on this broadcast, I've sensed God's presence in a way that only those who have dealt with broken ropes can know. And that brings me to the main point of the last days of this series on broken ropes. And it's the main point of the whole broadcast. A sovereign God allows you to go through pain and suffering because he loves you. Our wondering if the Father knows about his people's hurt is similar to our wondering if the Father knew or cared about the hurt and the suffering of Jesus on the cross. If you're a parent, you've experienced the helplessness of watching your children hurt and knowing that you can't do a thing about it. But if you could choose to give your child a life of ease and bliss, if you could remove all the obstacles and the pain, if you could smooth the road in a way that your child would never have any pain or suffering, never experience a sleepless night, never know failure, let me ask you something, would you do it? Of course you wouldn't. You know that the only way your child, your son or your daughter will grow into maturity is through the storms he or she will inevitably experience. You might soften the storm, you might make the wind a little less, you might ease the devastation, but you wouldn't take away the storm. Storms have caused you to grow and change and mature, and in the deepest place of your heart, you know that storms will do the same for your children. It's amazing that a man could struggle and become successful and great, and then use his success to shield his children from the struggles that made him great. Thinking parents know that pain is sometimes the stuff of which strength is made. And God, of course, knows that too. There's a place where the pain and suffering is. It's not a pleasant place to visit. But everybody's got to go there one time or another. And if you're still, you can hear the tears. Here's tears as they strike the ground. Some people have been at the place of broken ropes so long, they set up residence there. And a hard place to be. For a lot of us, we go there, it's a temporary place, and we don't have to stay forever. Others didn't have to visit at all, or not very often, but they came with somebody they love to share their sorrow. Let me tell you something. The place of broken ropes will always exist. only temporary, created by God's love. When it served its purpose, God will erase it from human experience. When the pain and suffering has done its work, there won't be any anymore. But for now, its grim specter haunts the dreams of those who have never been there someday, they say. I, too, will have to visit that place. There's a strange silence at the place where it hurts. Almost all of the glib and silly explanations for its existence are just that, glib and silly. But let me tell you something, and I'll promise we'll talk a little bit more about it tomorrow. But if you'll go there, and I know it hurts, and I know the pain, and I know the sleepless nights, I know the doubt sometimes, but if you go there, as a friend of mine says, you probe it, you check it out, you're in for a wonderful discovery, and that is sometimes you only find God in the place where it hurts. So probe it, face it, kiss that demon on the mouth, and then you'll see some things you've never seen before. You think about that. Amen. Hey, listen, if you don't have our winter magazine, I'd love to send it to you free. I wrote a couple of articles, Our God Reigns, try to remember that, and then an article about crosses and crowns, and there's a question and answer column, my itineraries there, a lot of great resources to get you and those you love home with freedom and joy and faithfulness to Christ as your crowning achievement. If you'd like the magazine free, give me a call, 1-800-KEY-LIFE, 24 hours a day. Our Key Life Post Office Box, 5000 Maitland, Florida, 32794. Our Key Life Canada Post Office Box, 32150, Cambridge, Ontario, N3H5N3. Or you can email us at steve@keylife.org with your regular mailing address. Ask for the winter magazine. We'll send it to you free. And listen, if you can, and I realize all of you can, in fact, most of you can, but pray about it. This is such an extensive ministry, and I'd love for you to be a champion of a bunch of other Christians by sending a financial gift. You can charge it on your MasterCard, Visa, Discover card, include it in your envelope, and for any gift of any size, I'll send you as my thank you when you request it in the cassette praying properly. How to get power from your prayers. Listen, I gotta go. Always include the call letters of the station when you write or call. And Key Life is a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.